This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
How reliable are you at reading and interpreting tests on the farm? That's our question and topic today on our Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
So I guess I just want to share an experience that I had last week that I thought was a very good learning experience for me, and it has to do with reading and interpreting tests, specifically as a water test as it relates to sodium levels. There's a calf producer that I work with that has been having some sick calves, and the concern was that they have very hard water at the farm. One of the issues with any water softener is that it adds sodium to the water. So we sent these water samples to Dairyland Labs, and they have what they call an animal suitability panel where they run the water through a series of tests for all sorts of different nutrients, and then say, is this water good or not good for livestock? And the sodium, the goal is to be under 50 parts per million in sodium. And this farm had 262 parts per million. Now, granted, they've been using the same water softener for like the last 7 years and have not had this problem. We get the test back, and there's some other consultants involved, and everyone looks at the test, and it's off the charts high. It's in the red zone. And the assumption is this is very high. We must have a problem. The lesson I've learned is the most superficial, easy understanding of a test is to just say, oh, it's high, it's in the red, that must be a problem. It makes sense. But then the more I started thinking about it, I'm like, well, is it really a problem? How much sodium can a calf have before it becomes a problem? How much sodium are they actually getting from this? Even though the test shows the sodium concentrations are very high, how much sodium is a calf actually eating from this? And so then I sat down and I made a spreadsheet. And if calves are being fed whole milk, 3.5 liters of milk twice a day, so you take everything the calf eats and you look at all the sodium in it and you add it up. And so the calf's getting 1.6 grams of sodium a day from the calf grain. They're getting 3.2 grams of sodium a day from the milk, and they're getting 0.78 grams of sodium a day from the water. And that calf is getting a total dietary intake. A calf that's 30 days old, that probably weighs 145 pounds, is getting a total dietary intake of about 5.5 grams of sodium a day. And then I thought, well, how much sodium does a calf have to eat before there's a toxicity or sickness associated with it? And I looked that up, and a calf that size would have to eat roughly 140 grams of sodium before it would cause a toxicity level. So anyways, the point of my story is you go through the math of all of this, and you find out that even though the percentage of sodium in the water is extremely high and on the red level and off the charts, it's probably not really the problem. And how many times do we look at test results? Do I as a veterinarian or do other consultants like nutritionists or the dairy producers themselves look at a test result and just say, oh, that's high, that must be the problem, or oh, that's low, that must be the problem? And I think sometimes that can get us stuck into a trap where we need to do a deeper understanding of the result at a level more than, ooh, high, bad. That's like a kindergartner could do that. We should understand the test results at a deeper level than that. And in this case, when it comes to percentages of a nutrient, we actually have to sit down and do the math on all of it and see, is that high test, given how much the animal intakes, really a problem? I think we find out that the sodium contribution in that calf's diet from the water, roughly less than 10% or 15% of that calf's total sodium intake. It's not the problem. In fact, most of the sodium in that calf's dietary intake, greater than half of it, is just coming from the whole milk that is fed. So a little cautionary tale. I learned a lesson that the instinct and the knee-jerk reaction of saying, oh, it's high, it must be the problem. Sometimes we got to drill down and just dig a little deeper. And that was a good lesson, I think, for me to learn. I think of how many tests in my career have I looked at and said, oh, they're high, that must be the problem, and didn't give it a second thought. And this was a good little learning lesson here through this exercise.
Well, thank you for sharing, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.